June 16th, Wednesday. What should you do when nothing works out and you fail at everything you do? In all honesty, there are probably times when you feel that your skills are extremely inadequate and you cannot overcome your limitations. Regardless, there is something you must absolutely remember. God is alive, and He will never leave His children alone to perish. Furthermore, God wants you to realize that you can't escape the grasp of evil spirits that controls this world and the disasters that have come upon this age through financial power, authority, cutting-edge technology, or knowledge and science. Only Jesus Christ can solve the problems pertaining to evil spirits and disasters. Is there anything more prosperous than God being with you and leading you on the best path possible? Aaron's Budded Staff, number 17, verse 10. And the Lord said to Moses, "Put back the staff of Aaron before the testimony, to be kept as a sign for the rebels, that you may make an end of their grumblings against me, lest they die." In life, there are those who go through unexpected accidents, those who are in shock and have closed their hearts after being diagnosed with significant diseases, and those who've lived suffering from illnesses nearly half their lives. Conversely, there are also times when people become delightfully shocked after hearing songs or viewing artwork that deeply touch their hearts. If you listen to God's word and become pleasantly shocked, you'll receive inner healing and gain strength. What is that content? Number one, eyes that read the past. God created this world through His word, continues to give His word even now, and works through those who hold on to it. When you listen to the word, the eyes to see your past will open, and you'll realize that your life wasn't full of problems. Rather, you'll see yourself who was enslaved to sin and disasters because you didn't know God. You'll see yourself held captive by unbelief. And finally, you'll realize why you absolutely need the gospel. Number two, your today that is connected with the future. By just hearing the word, your heart will be moved when you come to a great realization. For that reason, you need to possess a state of excitement and overflowing joy when you think of the word. In doing so, the forces of darkness will collapse and the spiritual atmosphere will completely change. The future isn't that far off. Also, everything that happens today will be connected to the future. Just keep in my mind that your present field is the place where you'll receive future blessings. Dear God, today may my life start anew. Help me to live today by knowing what your power is. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.